Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning. Make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram, Joe and Alex Show. You can let us know what you think. Somebody just, we just were talking about that fish story a second ago.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said you should be more careful when you're describing what's going on.
Oh, because I said she's looking down with her mouth open and something in her hand.
Yeah. So be careful with that one. 317-239-1009. We've got, I can't even say it, Simia? Is that how you say her name?
Samaya.
Samaya, damn it. I can't talk. Are you laughing at me?
Yes.
Careful. I've been known to hang up on people lately. I got a trigger finger over here. All right.
Trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers.
Wow. Okay, cool. we got you on right now. We need one more person. 317-239-1009. The nickname is simple. The nickname game is simple. I'm going to give Alex a celebrity's name. It could be an athlete, an artist, TV star, movie star. And she's got to give me their nickname. So we'll give them their real name, and then she has to tell me their nickname, like what people call them. Now, do you?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, do you? Well, here's the thing, though. Depending if somebody else calls in or not to play against you, do you want to be the Alex? Do you think Alex will be able to get 3 out of 5 right, or do you think she won't be able to?
I think she'll get it.
Okay. So if somebody else calls in, then we'll put them on hold too. And what they will do is that they're hoping that Alex sucks miserably.
And then they could win.
They can win automatically. Yeah. Hey, good morning.
I'm believing in you, Alex.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Turn your radio down. Who's this?
Hi, this is Hope.
Hey, Hope, turn your radio down or I'll hang up on you.
Turn it down.
2? Okay, there we go. Cool. Hope, you're going to hang on the line, and you're going to hope that Alex sucks at this game, okay? So feel free to, like, cheer her along at sucking, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. And, dang it.
Samaya.
That's such a tough name. Why couldn't it be, like, Samantha? I'm sorry. I'm bad at this.
No.
I know. All right.
Samaya sounds like one of those cool names that should have been in The Lion King.
There you go. Call me Samurai.
All right, cool. All right, let's get into this. Alex, are you ready? I'm going to give you a couple of examples, okay? These don't count.
Okay.
But let's do this one. Singer Taylor Swift, give me her nickname.
T-Swizzle.
Correct. I also would have taken Swifty or Tay.
Okay.
I'm pretty open on this one, okay?
Okay.
And MYK, you can kind of be my backup judge if you want to, like just to help out if he wants to be nice to you, but usually my verdict goes on this game, the nickname game.
Okay.
Do you want any more examples? You want to get right into it?
No, I want to do this thing.
Okay, here we go. Best out of 5. You got to get 3 out of 5 right to win for Samaya, or you got to get them wrong for Hope. Here we go. WWE wrestler Ric Flair. Just was here not too long ago.
I don't know anything about him except Woo.
Is that your nickname, Woo?
Yes.
You're going to say his nickname is Rick Woo Flair.
Yes. Okay, but that's still not totally bad for Samaya, because how many do I have to get right?
You got to get 3 out of 5.
So you got to get 3 out of 5.
There you go. Yeah, his nickname, the Nature Boy.
What? Who would know that?
No, who would have got it?
Oh my, you know how many people are yelling in their cars right now?
None.
You two are idiots!
None are yelling.
She said none.
I guarantee a lot of people knew that one. All right, this may not be good right here. This might be bad. What about NBA player Paul George?
I don't know these people!
He's been in the news. You don't read the local news here?
Georgie boy, they all float down here.
I'm in trouble.
NBA player Paul George. Let me help you with this.
I don't know anything about sports except do the thing, win the points. I barely know.
Do you know?
Could you guess what team he's on?
No.
What if I just said local team?
What?
Who's the player? An NBA player?
NBA player,
is
Paul.
Is that a consolation prize?
Hold on, Alex, you do know what the NBA is, right?
Yeah, baseball. No, I'm kidding. I do know it's basketball.
I'll even give you his number, which is part of his nickname. Paul George, his number is 13.
Joe, I literally know one sports person. It's Eric Decker, and that's only because he's hot. I don't know anyone else, so you're going to have to buzz me.
Your final answer?
Is nothing. I don't know.
Guess one.
Simba.
Did you say Simba? No. I would have accepted PG-13, PG Young Treese, and King George.
Yeah, no one would have guessed that. Sorry.
Yes, they would have.
No one knows him.
He's
what team?
He's on the Pacers.
Oh,
Alex.
God. That team. Nobody. Never heard of him.
Joe, oh, my goodness.
Joe and Alex Show. You can tweet us. Joe and Alex Show. Yeah, she's like, well, I picked the wrong one today.
Keep going. I still have a chance.
All right.
You should know by now. I don't know anything about sports.
Good vibes. Okay. You got this.
Look at you. You're so cute. All right. What about this one? Beyonce. Can you give me a nickname for
Queen,
Beyonce?
Queen Bey. Queen Bee, Queen Bay.
Give me an answer.
Either one, B-E-Y. It depends on how people say it.
Okay, yes, I would have taken Queen Bee. I would have taken Queen Bay. Bay, Juju, Sasha Fierce.
Juju.
Yay!
Who's calling her Juju?
I'm just telling you what I found out. I found it online.
Isn't that what Honey Boo Boo drinks to get hyped up at her pageants?
Juju, all right, Alex, on that beat. You're 1 for 3. You got to get these next two right.
Okay.
For Samaya to win. Otherwise,
goodbye.
Hope's going to win. Okay. Let's see here. Trying to figure out what we can do here.
Be nice.
Hold on. What about you? Wait, you like serial killers, don't you?
Yeah, I love serial killers.
Hey, quiet in the background. Quiet in the background. You like serial killers?
Yes.
All right. Serial killer Ted Bundy. What was his nickname?
The Cannibal. The Milwaukee Cannibal.
I want you to check this for me. I'm going to care real quick. So your final answer.
No, that's Jeffrey Dahmer.
Your final answer.
No, I'm getting confused. Wait, it's not my final answer.
I need a final answer for the serial killer Ted Bundy.
The Milwaukee Cannibal is Jeffrey Dahmer. Ted Bundy, he's a clown. I don't know. The clown.
Three.
No.
Two. One. Final answer is?
Yeah, what is it? The clown. I don't know.
No, it is not the clown. It is the lady killer.
Ah!
All right, Samaya, you get nothing.
I'm sorry.
You lose. I'm sorry.
All right.
Hope,
good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hang on the line, Hope, and we will hook you up with that.
Oh, my bunghole's tingling. Can you give me the other ones just for fun?
Yeah. I thought you would get that one because you're obsessed with serial killers.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Speaking of killers, NFL player O.J. Simpson, what was he called back in the day?
The Juice.
Look at that. Wow, Alex.
I only know that because of the Kardashians, let's be real.
Okay.
That's true, yeah. The link of the Kardashians, yeah. She knows that.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga.
Mother Monster.
The Garbage.
Whoops, wrong button. Hold on. Yes, that's right.
See, why did you do that to Samaya? I liked her.
It's not my fault, Alex. I gave you ones that you should have been able to get.
This is horse crap.
Okay, hold on. What about a mobster? Like back in the day, a mobster, a gangster? Al Capone. What did they call him?
Never heard of him. I'm just kidding. I have, but I don't know his nickname. The Capone. The Coyote. Doesn't he have white hair? He was kind of hot, I think. If I'm thinking of the right guy. Who's the guy that had the white hair?
The guy with the white hair.
Yeah. You think Al Capone was hot?
Fun fact.
It was Scarface.
Ah, who knows? Listen, there was a guy, a real gangster, like a mobster, that like knew the Godfather or whatever. All those people. All those like...
Which people?
The gangster people. They're famous. He would call into our show in Louisville when I used to live there, and he would talk to us about all his gang activity and like putting people's heads inside of their chest cavities and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Can we get a drop when Alex, it'll be like a time thing, like a daydream? Like it's like, and now Alex talks about her old morning show.
Here's Al Capone. Do you think he's hot?
No, this isn't the right guy. Somebody knows what I'm talking about.
What about Chris Brown? What's his nickname?
Oh my gosh, Anna, get a grip.
What did Anna
say? I understand
say?
Not knowing the WWE wrestler, but PG-13, this is Indianapolis. Listen, I just moved here 6 months ago and I don't know anything about sports.
Hey.
We've been on the air like eight months.
Okay, but it doesn't matter. Listen, what I'm telling you is I'm not into sports. I've never been to a professional game in my life of any capacity at all. So... it's not that I don't know just indie stuff. I don't know any stuff. I literally just, a couple months ago, I thought that, what is that thing, a goal post in football? I thought that was called a U on a stick. So don't come for me, Anna lovers. Don't come for me on Twitter. I don't want to hear it. I am not your sports authority.
No, but you came at her, though, acting like nobody knows, though.
Just I was kidding,
just because you don't know doesn't mean nobody else knows.
I was joking.
I think you were being serious.
It's called a joke.
I think you were being
serious. Unclench your butt cheeks, Anna.
Well, I'd be careful. All right. Thank you so much.